This is From Chaos to Peace with Connie, episode number 6. Your home is a mirror of your soul. Welcome, everyone. How is it going? This is episode number 6 of the From Chaos to Peace podcast, where you learn how a few minutes a day keeps the chaos away. Thanks again so much for allowing me to be in your ear. I'm still in my home country, Switzerland, so greetings from sunny Zurich. Well, today's topic is really dear to my heart already in normal times, and even more important now under the current circumstances with this horrible virus, COVID-19, or coronavirus, how it's often called. I talk about that our home needs to be our sanctuary for a long time already, and this episode was planned for today, and I had no idea before that when I recorded, a lot of people would be stuck at home, either because they're infected or because they want to prevent to get infected. A decluttered and tidy home is also much easier to clean and to keep clean with, which is important right now as well, of course. In episode 3, I talked already about how the dust that is trapped by clutter affects the quality of air in your home and office, and more extreme cases can lead to health risks, especially if you're prone to asthma. And now with this virus, it's even more important that you're able to clean and keep your home clean. But I don't want to have an episode full of doom and gloom, even though it is a really severe situation. But I want to talk about how your home is a mirror of your soul. I myself love being at home, and my philosophy has always been that I want to live where I love to live, surround myself with things that I love, so have no need to escape my home in order to feel good. That doesn't mean I don't love going on vacation or road trips, but it's not an escape from a place I don't want to be. It's venturing out into the world from a hub, my base camp, that I love to come back to. I really feel bad for people who tell me that they rather don't go home, but stay out in bars and restaurants because their home stresses them out. This must be very hard to not have a place where one feels comfortable, where you can recharge and rejuvenate. Our life today is already so busy and stressful for a lot of us. If the home is also a source of stress and anxiety, we have nowhere to relax and rejuvenate, to calm down and recharge. The effects of clutter on our physical and mental health are subject of scientific studies for a while already, but we're also affected on the spiritual level. Everything around you reflects you in one way or another and what's going on inside of you, so if you have a chaotic surrounding, your mental and emotional state is in turmoil and chaos as well. Clutter overloads our senses, just like multitasking overloads our brain. For many years already, I have an all-time favorite quote by Hermes Trismegistus. He says, as above, so below, as within, so without, as the universe, so the soul. It's not 100% clear if Hermes Trismegistus, who is portrayed as a wise teacher, a powerful magician, and a skilled mystic, was a real person or maybe a composite of several mythological figures. Nevertheless, many ancient writers wrote about him as if he was a real person. This gives a lot of room to just dismiss this wisdom of as within, so without. But slowly, scientific studies are able to prove just that by watching and analyzing brain waves. It is widely acknowledged now that the outer environment indeed influences our mental state, our stress levels. That a calm environment makes us more calm, and a cluttered and chaotic environment stresses us out. From early age in humans, we searched for safe places where we can relax and feel sheltered from the world. In the very early stages, those were caves. Then we started to build structures, first mobile ones like tents. And once we started to settle down, we built more permanent buildings for shelter and protection. What started as a healthy solution to protect us from weather, predator animals, and other dangers has now become a source of incredible stress for a lot of us. Joshua Becker from The Minimalist collected some data. According to him, the average size of an American home has almost tripled in size over the last 50 years, and an average household has 300,000 items in it. 25% of the people with a two-car garage can't park their car in it because the garage is full of stuff, and only 32% can park at least one car. And even though our houses are bigger than ever, almost 10% of American households rent a storage unit on top of it. Talk about a lot of stuff. We associate having a lot of stuff with being successful and happy. We work hard towards owning a house, a car, nice clothes, and accessories. We compare ourselves to others, assuming that their lives are richer or more rewarding, partly based on the stuff we see on display. It's keeping up with the Joneses, I think. That's what a lot of people call it. But all this stuff weighs us really down. And you may not consciously feel it right now. You are like the frog that gets boiled in water. You don't notice it. Only if you start decluttering and organizing your surroundings somewhat, you will feel a weight being lifted off your shoulders. I hear it over and over from my clients. For example, Leah, who I also quote in my ebook From Chaos to Peace, she says, "I have a whole new perspective now, and my relationship with stuff has evolved along the way. I have removed literally 2 truckloads of stuff from my home so far, stuff that has been weighing me down mentally and emotionally. What a relief." And that was her comment that she said after last year's decluttering challenge. This year, she was part of it again, and she cleared so much paper clutter. I was so proud of her. Now, a cluttered home and environment stresses us out already in the best of times, when we're doing good and our life is, other than stressful, going good. But imagine you experience a trauma or grief, like the loss of a loved one, a bad accident, a scary health diagnosis for yourself or a loved one, or, like right now, this stupid coronavirus. Then, more than ever, you need a supportive environment. At least, that's what I feel. This is one of the main reasons, and my big why I help people declutter and organize. Because I know from experience that we can get through stressful days so much better when our environment supports us. Little things can really trip us up. Little things make us lose it completely sometimes. Little things compound and become big problems. When you're in turmoil or grieving, your capacity to function is hanging on a thin thread. When then something doesn't work, or you can't find something, or you realize you're surrounded by chaos, this might be the last straw that you break, and you break down completely. A supportive environment, on the other hand, can help us get through tough times easier, when we need all our energy just to get through the day. If our environment is set up to support us, and our automatic daily habits keep things effortlessly going, it is like a comfortable mattress that softens the fall a little bit. It's structures and habits that act like lifesavers. I actually have a blog post that I wrote 4.5 years ago with exact that title, Habits Are Lifesavers. You can go and check it out. I will put the link in the show notes. Just recently, I have experienced a pretty big life-altering blow in my life, and I can honestly say what helped me, what kept me from breaking down completely, was that my home works for me. I really feel my home is a sanctuary for me, where I can withdraw and lick my wounds, so to speak. Also, it is important to feel like we have some control when the rest of our life is stressful or is falling apart around us. Not having to think too much, or search for stuff, or trip over stuff, reduces stress and anxiety, and lets us focus on the issue at hand instead of the clutter. But let's say you do have a cluttered home. It can also be very therapeutic to start cleaning it up, letting go of things, and creating the sanctuary you would need. As I said in the beginning, as within, so without. The outside is a reflection of what's going on your inside, but we can actually also influence the inside and our soul by actively influencing the outside and by having a clear, structured outside, that sanctuary that carries us through the hard times and will help us getting back on our feet better. As weird as it sounds, decluttering and organizing can help you cope with trauma and grief and to find a way back into life. It's not a substitute for professional help, of course, but it's an add-on. It's an additional help. And as I said earlier, it helps you having a sense of control in your life when everything else you may have a feeling of you can't control or you have no control. Now, the other thing is true too. It could be a canary in the mine. If you have a loved one, or you notice in yourself that you all of a sudden have a cluttered home, a messy home, more than usually or more than before. It could be a sign that something traumatic is going on. It can be an indication of something deeper happening in your life or in their life. Messiness can, for example, be a sign of depression, because depressed people often lack motivation or feel hopeless and therefore don't keep up with things anymore. The irony is that they would actually feel much better and less depressed if they did keep up. Again, it's not a cure, but it supports all the other efforts to get a handle on it. In situations like this, it might be very helpful to have a clutter clearing practitioner or coach like me that assists you and helps you get started. As I said in episode 4, if you tackle too big of a project and don't manage your energy while decluttering, you quickly start to feel exhausted and you might crash and burn in the middle of the project. Decluttering done the right way energizes you and gives you a feeling of lightness. Remember the comment that I read to you earlier from Leah. Now, even without big trauma or grief, if you just have a sense of stuckness or feeling disoriented in your life, and you're longing for more drive, more love, more clarity, more luck, more flow, more abundance in your life, start with your home, align your space with your dreams and desires. Whatever you focus on will grow, so if you focus on positive, meaningful things and a clean and clear space, you will attract more of this in your life. If, for example, you want more clarity in your life, create more clarity in your home. Clean up the mess, remove the chaos, get rid of the cobwebs and dust bunnies. Start implementing daily habits, systems, and give all the items a home and put them back where they belong after using them. It sounds simplistic, but it really helps. Again, I'm not saying it's the cure for all, but it supports all the other efforts you're making to overcome what you need to overcome. When clutter and chaos builds up around us, it's kind of an alert system, and we should pay attention to what's going on inside of us. Of course, we only scrap the surface of this. We can talk more about it in future episodes. Okay, my friends, that's what I have for you today. Make sure you don't just listen, but you put into action what you just heard me talking about today. You can always create your home to be a sanctuary in a few minutes a day, because a few minutes a day keeps the chaos away. And you can listen to my episode 4, where we do a 5-minute decluttering session together, if you haven't decluttered already while you're listening to this episode, of course. You find all the links of the things I was talking about in the show notes, and the show notes you find, as always, at www.connygraf.com/podcast/6. Thank you again for joining me on this podcast and listening all the way to the end. Have a beautiful and amazing week, and please subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you next time. Take good care and stay safe. If you have any questions about decluttering, organizing, or something you heard me talk about on a podcast, I'd like to invite you to Ask Connie. That's a free weekly public call where you can ask me questions anonymously or just listen in what other people are asking. Go to connygraf.com/AskConnie and sign up for the next call. I hope to see you there.